It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We continue the baseball conversation. We go to Philadelphia, and Cardinals manager Oliver Marble is with us. It is always a treat. Our visits are sponsored by Siteman Cancer Center, and it is a great time to be a baseball fan. It is a beautiful day here in St. Louis. I hope it's the same in Philadelphia. And Ollie, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I felt like you're ripping off 12 out of 15 before you played this very good Philadelphia team, and you've had some the first game was very competitive against the Phillies. They got you a little early in that last one, but I felt not only was it a great run, Ollie, it was very important. I mean, it really hinged a lot on where the course of the season was going, and you have righted the ship. How are you looking at it from that perspective?
Yeah, I mean, we needed that run, quite honestly, to get back to where we're at right now. This Philly team is good. And the first two games have been competitive, the first one more so than the second one, but it's been tough scoring runs over the last 2 days. I mean, you are missing Newt. You are missing Donovan with the neck issue. He's still feeling it this morning. So we may have to stay away from him one more day. But, man, the guys are taking their best shot. This is a good team with a good lineup, with good pitching, with a good bullpen. And the last 2 days have been tough. But going on that run of 12 for 15 got us back to a competitive record, and now we got to keep going.
It did, absolutely. And you don't have Contreras, obviously, who has been out with the fractured arm. I wanted to get right to Mason Winn, because I know that a lot was made of you holding him out for one day, but it's kind of a standard thing, isn't it, that when you have a day off, you try to rotate guys to get a full 48 hours? Am I right about that?
Yeah, no doubt about it. We did it with Nato, especially those guys that play every day. We did it with Nato that last day in Cincy, which bought him the 2 days, and then Mason on the other side of it, of that day off. So, yeah, anytime you can give your regulars that extra day into an off day or before or after it, you try to do it.
And I know that the 18-game hitting streak's a big deal, and it is. But it is certainly about the team moving forward, although I'm sure that was something that ate at you on Friday when you're thinking about, gosh, I'd like to pinch hit Mason here. But it means that he's going to have one shot at this hitting streak.
This is a very simple one, Doc.
Yeah.
And I had a really long conversation with Mason before and after. And before the game started, I said, all right, Mason, you have the off day today. If the game's on the line, what do you want to do? He said, 10 out of 10 times, you better put me in there. If that lefty comes in, I want to come in this game. And it just shows you where his mindset is when it comes to us winning is more important than an 18-game hitting streak. The message it sends to that clubhouse of the veterans that are here wanting to win World Series, it sends a message to them as well that, man, I'm here to win. All the individual accolades that's on the side, we're here to be a team. And he wanted that at bat. If you get the base hit, no one's talking about it. But at the end of the day, we don't make the playoffs by game, and we didn't take our best shot. That's not the way we're going to go down.
Yeah, no, I hear you. In fact, I haven't talked to Mason, but if I had asked Mason that question, he'd probably look at me and be like, what are you talking about? Of course I want the at-bat. Of course I want to try to get ourselves a win. I mean, that's the kind of player that he is. Actually, he's been that way since he joined the organization, hasn't he? You had your eye on him early on. I mean, he had a great spring training back in 23. It's just... the fact was there was really not a spot for him. He had to really work on it.
Yeah, and he had a really good spring for us that year. But, yeah, this is an extremely competitive kid who's going to put the team first every time. And he was our best shot. It's a one-run ball game. Lefty comes in. He hits really well against righty. Lefty doesn't matter. But he's the best guy for that situation. And after the game, I came up and asked him, hey, man, how you feeling? He said, if it happened 10 more times, you better put me in 10 more times. So, yes, for those that didn't like it, we're here trying to win.
Yeah, no, I understand. And that's reassuring, I'm sure, for you and for him and for everybody in that clubhouse that everybody's on the same page. I asked Mo this last week when things were rolling, you guys were really rolling, still are, even with a couple of losses to Philadelphia. It's been a heck of a month of May. But, you know, I asked him, how do you keep everybody on the same page when things are not going well? I mean, he has a job of not only communicating with you and your field staff, but his front office. Of course, he's in touch with players. And his answer to me, Ollie, was we've been doing this a long time and that we've been through a lot of ups and downs. In fact, there will be more. I'm kind of paraphrasing. That's basically what he said. I mean, this is a snapshot of what has been a very long career of experience for John Mozeliak and a lot of people in that group.
And that's the way he handles it, honestly. When things aren't going well, he makes sure that there's a ton of communication within himself and the staff. And if players, he makes himself available to the players as well. But there's always a ton of communication so everybody knows where they stand and kind of how we're going to move forward. And he does a really, really good job of just being consistent and staying calm when things aren't going well, because it's a long season. I was just talking to Arenado about this two nights ago, and you live and die off of every win and loss, but you've got to be able to kind of take a step back. And this was him kind of saying it to a couple guys. He's like, you got to be able to stay even keel, even when things aren't going well, because of how long the season is, or you'll get worn out. So, Mo does a good job of that. Our staff does a good job of it, and our veteran players are very consistent when it comes.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter. And Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ollie Marmol, Cardinals manager, is with us on KMOX. Your bullpen has had a lot of pieces. How about Lutus coming in yesterday? He comes in and throws a scoreless inning. What a long and winding and interesting career he's had to close out that game for you.
Yeah, he's had a very interesting one, and I was glad to be able to get him in. He's been up here for a while now. And the angst just continues to build every game that goes by that you don't get in and touch the baseball. So being able to get him in yesterday was good. And then seeing his reaction afterwards, just walking off the mound and talking to him once we got back to the hotel, man, it was exciting outing for him. And I'm glad he got that underneath him now.
So moving forward, you have Lance Lynn going tonight. It's a night game, 6:10. And Lynn, your stalwart, he has been one of a few, actually, in this rotation that's been putting those innings together and giving you an opportunity to win. I have to think you've been very satisfied with what you've seen from Lance.
Absolutely. I mean, extreme competitor who's going to give you everything he's got every time he's out there. He's extremely prepared, and just the way he goes about it, man, it gets everybody else in that competitive mindset, just the way he takes the mound and competes every pitch. So love having him on the mound. Love having him in that clubhouse. He's done a phenomenal job.
And Sonny Gray yesterday gives up three runs early. The Cardinals, as you mentioned, just have had some trouble getting some of those runs to get themselves going again. And that certainly could be coming again. I mean, you just never know. You got another game here against a good Philadelphia team. But, I mean, I know we're always talking about the Cardinals. What makes Philadelphia so good? I mean, they're 41-18. Ollie, what do you see from them that has made them so
good? Yeah, that lineup is good. I mean, Turner is hurt right now. But the lineup is deep, and they're healthy right now, and they're feeling good about their swings. If you look at their rotation, when you have to face Nola and Suarez, and they got Wheeler. I mean, they have a lot of good dudes in that rotation, which makes it hard to score. And then when they go to their pen, when you look up and down their numbers there. I mean, the lefty they brought in to close out yesterday's game probably has the worst numbers in their pen, and he's filthy. So they have some real pieces on the left side and the right side of that bullpen that make it tough to score once that starter's out of the game. So it's really well built.
One more thing before we go, and I'll talk to John Mozeliak in an hour just for Cardinals fans at 11:30 on some other things, injuries and whatnot, housekeeping from Mo as usual. But I wanted to ask you in particular about the Pallante performance, because he did mention you in his postgame comments. He said, look, Ollie came to me and he said, how do you want to handle this? You know, and you sort of put it in his court, and so to speak, and he said that, you know, he does want to start. And as it turned out, I mean, what a tremendous performance by Andre Pallante, really. I mean, considering everything that's been going on this season.
I completely agree with you. And that conversation was more so, how do you want to go about this in order to be able to repeat your delivery, repeat pitches, and be more consistent with what you have? And if that means touching the baseball 2 to 3 times a week out of the bullpen, then great. But if it means starting so that you get more repetitions all at once in order to kind of iron it out and be consistent with them, then we can do that as well. And we talked through it, and starting gave him more reps all at once to be able to repeat that two-seamer that he wanted to get into righties in order to combat righties having a higher OPS against him, because he does a really nice job of being on the ground against left-handers. So he went into the rotation down in AAA, and it gave him the amount of pitches to just, man, iron it out and feel better about it. We have a need. He comes up, and he did a really nice job against a heavy left-handed lineup in Cincinnati, but he also kept those right-handers in check. I think he only gave one hit to a right-hander, but did a phenomenal job in that outing, and he'll get the next time through as well.
Good to hear. I appreciate the visit very much. Thanks for spending all this time with us. We're bringing people a 1-2 punch today on baseball right out of the gate on sports on a Sunday morning, and good luck tonight against the Phillies.
I appreciate it.
Great to visit with Cardinals manager. Our visit with Oliver Marmol is sponsored by Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.